100 watts. That is amazing. What kind of antenna are you using? Because that just sounds really well right now.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's the elevation. It says I'm 465 feet. I'm not quite, that's on my watch. I'm not sure how correct that is. I could probably turn it down to 5 watts and come in just about the same because of how high I'm here. I get pretty good reception.
Well, one thing that does come, I mean, height makes quite the difference. And my longest contact on Simplex is, I'm only on 25-watt little mobile rig and a J-pole antenna. And I reached an airplane doing amateur radio. I can't remember his call sign offhand, but he was flying over the Olympic Peninsula Mountains. And from Pitt Meadows here, which is not very high, he was flying 8,000 feet, and it wasn't very perfectly clear, but that's like, 200 kilometers line of sight. So that's quite an amazing contact I made with. So height definitely makes a difference. Back to you, Ellen.
Yeah, definitely right on that. That is that's pretty good. I'm not quite sure how far I've gotten on Simplex here. Nothing really amazing, but I probably didn't try either. Anyway, yeah, I just wanted to get in there and say hi to you guys, and I'll let you get back to your net there. And I listen every once in a while here. So we'll say 73 to all of you, and catch you another night. I had a phone call I got to get back on to. So this is K7IIV Allen in the Seattle area. 73.
Thanks for joining, Allen. I was pleased to meet you. 73, and we'll hear from you next time. Are there any other check-ins for the Sunday night check-in and chat? Again, let's go with the next 3 call signs.
6-7, Zulu, Foxtrot, Romeo, Mobile.
It's Echo 7, Whiskey Foxtrot.
The first call sign is Victor Echo 7, Zulu Foxtrot Romeo. It was I heard a little bit of a breakup there. I just want to confirm.
Yeah, QSO, that's correct.
Okay, I recognize you, Valentin. Yeah, usually you're coming in really clear. Are you on portable right now?
Yeah, QSL, I'm portable and mobile.
Well, yeah, it's sounding nice and clear now, so it just kind of depends. A little bit scratchy, but yeah, you're coming in clear. Do you have anything to share about camping this summer, or what kind of camping you like to do?
Well, I personally like camping very much. We've actually planned a few camping trips with my dad for the last few weeks, but we couldn't get to actually do them because I had some homework come up and stuff, and then he had some stuff come up as well. So didn't do any camping this winter. Perhaps this summer we're going to do some camping. I like camping very much. I don't like camping at those camping spots too much because it's like kind of too civilized, I would say. So I like camping, you know, somewhere on some service road, hike up some mountain or just into some place and then set up a tent there, you know, make a fire. Well, obviously when you're allowed to make fires. And, yeah, that's how I like to do my camping.
Yeah, that's actually something I want to try. I've done tenting for many years, motorcycle tenting, on a road bike. But now with the trailer, I purchased it's a RAV4 V6. So it's perfect for it with the tires on it. I have the off-road tires. Service road camping with a tent is something I definitely want to try. I don't think I'd want to pull the trailer too much. This trailer doesn't have the off-road tires, but you definitely want to try. I got a service road map, And definitely want to check that out as the, you know, free campsites. You can't beat that. So what kind of vehicle do you use when you do the service road camping?
Well, we have a 2013 Subaru Forester. Everything is stock, stock tires, stock everything pretty much. We don't go, you know, to those very difficult service roads where it's very, you know, very technical and, you know, difficult for, like, normal crossovers to go. Generally, we leave the car and then hike to some place, and so the car, we just leave it wherever, you know, the road is decent enough, and then we just hike somewhere. So, yeah, that's how we do it.
Well, I know that Subarus have a really good all-wheel drive all the time. The RAV4 is sort of a percentage. I think you get maybe about 40% and it, on the rear. It's not a true 4x4, but the Subarus are definitely superior in that. On my vehicle, I can go, I think, up to 25 kilometers an hour. There's electronic four-wheel drive mode. I think it works pretty well. But with the Subaru, if we got stuck in mud and we were going head-to-head, you would definitely beat me on that. It's just meant for it. So very cool, Valentine. Is there anything else that you want to share?
Probably one more thing for Rick, with Fox, heard you check in there. Basically, we've, modeled, our Yagis, through 4NEC2, and, we're sort of, you know, trying, out new designs and stuff, and slowly having our simulated game go up, I guess. So we're gonna try and, find the most, to find the best design for the Yagi, whatever, whichever one gives us more gain, and then we'll try to modify what the one that we have to match the simulated one. That's all I have. Thank you for taking my check-in. Thanks for doing that. 7-3.
All right, 7-3, Valentin, and nice to hear from you again. We'll catch you next time. Next, we have Richard. Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Foxtrot.
Good evening, everyone. Yes, Rick here, V7WF in New Westminster. Well, you know, I haven't done a lot of camping throughout my life. Never really got into it. Did it sporadically. I did spend a year in Australia and a month in New Zealand and did a lot of trailering there. Yeah, that was a long time ago. However, this year, I have been thinking very seriously about a couple of road trips this summer, and going across Canada to how far, I don't know yet. It's all kind of just in the planning stages. I am seriously considering buying a van, like a Sprinter van. Just an empty one, and then just putting in it what I want, just sort of a semi-camperized version. Because, as I say, once I've done these road trips, I'll probably not do much camping after that. So, but I do want the van for mobile work, HF, VHF mobiling. I've always done a lot of HF and VHF mobile camp, mountain topping and stuff like that. So I think a van might be the most practical way for me to go forward. there you go. Not a lot of camping in my life, but I do a lot of driving. Lots of driving.
Mobile command center on the Sprinter, that would be cool. Actually, that's something I was thinking about with the trailer. After a few modifications, replacing the battery with some lithium, maybe some solar panels on the roof, and hooking up my HF to that. On the back of the trailer, I have a hitch mount. So something like a hitch mount vertical for HF would be cool for maybe for 10 or 20 meters, because it's something I can easily add and remove without the my girlfriend or significant other complaining about having a huge antenna. For the front, for the mobile radio, I just use a mag mount on the roof. But that's something to think about is doing HF in the vehicle. I think that would be something I want to think about. So after a few upgrades, I think I'm going to look into that. On the Sprinter van, do you have some kind of battery system that you're planning to use for doing your radio work?
Well, many years ago, I had a three-quarter ton pickup truck with a canopy on the back, and that truck had a dual battery system. And I will probably go that route, and then probably add a third battery as well, and the solar panel idea too. I'm not sure yet, but I got to do a little bit more research. But what I used to have the two battery system, which would switch both batteries together for starting and then separate them for when you're stationary. And then that one battery, so the one that starts your vehicle never gets drained from the other equipment. I will, where is it going to go with that? Anyways, battery technology and charger technology changed a lot since I did all that. So I will have to think about the system. I'm not sure if solar is going to be particularly useful for this application, but we'll see. We'll see. I do recommend mountain topping. So it's now called SOTA, but that's more of a program, I guess. I just like driving up the local mountains and operating for a couple hours, and it's a lot of fun because you get some amazing range.
Sorry, I missed that. What was that? You said MuckTuck or some software there? What? Can you let me know what that is again?
Software. No, I didn't mention anything about software. I don't think so. Last thing I said was I recommend that people drive up the local mountains and do some mountain topping. So maybe that's the word that you were looking for, mountain topping. So when you drive up a mountain and operate for a little while, and whether it's VHF or it doesn't really matter, but you can get some excellent range, and you don't have to necessarily be SOTA or POTA. You can just go up there and make a few contacts.
I apologize for that. Yes, of course, mountain topping. I really like doing POTA, and my mountain topping that I've done is actually my girlfriend went skiing on Mount Seymour, and I was doing POTA on 2 meters, if that really counts. But yes, I'd actually rather, give that a try, and maybe I'll even try SOTA if it involves maybe a short hike. Considering I have an IC7300, I'd rather just be able to drive somewhere and walk maybe 50 feet. It's a heavy radio. If I'm going to be doing SOTA, I would probably want to have something a little bit lighter, as that's backbreaking. But, that would be very cool. You definitely, with the height, you're going to get some advantage. I haven't tried the HF at a high point, but it's definitely something I want to give a try in this summer. Is there anything else you wanted to share, Rick?
HF Mobile is a lot of fun. I used to do a lot of driving in my last job. I drove all over the province, so having HF in the vehicle was a lot of fun. Kept me company, listening to AM broadcast or FM broadcast was tiring. So it's just nice to get on there and have a conversation or make some contacts. And it's a lot of fun. But that's about it. Carry on with the net, V7WF.
Great. Thanks for sharing, Rick. And 7-3, are there any more check-ins for the Sunday night check-in and chat?
Victor Echo 7, Echo Hotel Lima.
Victor Echo 7, Echo Hotel Lima. Sorry, I didn't. My computer crashed, and I cannot check your name. What is your name?
No worries. I've had my computer do the exact same thing. The name's David.